Our guest of the cafe this morning is the Mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
A while since we've talked, and there's quite a bit to talk about.
There certainly is.
I think anybody that's gone down Live Oak Street here in the last few days has seen that they're breaking things up and moving the dirt and moving the old asphalt as well. So what's going on there?
Well, we're getting sidewalks replaced on the south side, replaced and created. Some areas have not had sidewalks. From about the football stadium on towards Park Street, or Pecan Street, not Park.
Mm-hmm. And this is part of the overall development plan for the city that was discussed, was it last summer that was all being talked about?
It was last year. And this is really the first application of money toward our plan. This was money we received approval for from the Department of Transportation back in 2015. And we delayed it until we had a plan to make sure that what we did was compatible with what we wanted to result. And actually, we've changed the plan to widen the sidewalk. We're actually making the street more narrow rather than buying property from the property owners to widen the sidewalk. So it costs a lot less money.
So the street will not be as, for cars going down the street, it will not be quite as wide as it's
correct. We have not allowed parking on a street that was wide enough to do that. So it's not going to be a problem. The idea is to make it slightly more narrow to slow the traffic down.
Right. What is the vision for, and not just for the whole thing, but for Live Oak Street in particular? You're hoping to kind of create a corridor, aren't you, and kind of tie the campus to the downtown?
That is a part of the plan. One is to add safety. The idea is to offer safety for people walking and for people riding bicycles. So that's the whole plan throughout the town. And this Live Oak is just the first one to have money applied to that plan.
Mm-hmm. So you're hoping to be more pedestrian friendly?
Absolutely. Safer for everyone who uses the street. Slowing the cars down makes it safer for everyone else.
And you're hoping there will be more traffic, and not just vehicular traffic, but movement of people back
correct.
And forth there.
Correct. And we hope to beautify it by adding trees.
Ah. What kind of trees?
All kinds.
Okay.
We have our ag people working on that.
I know. Well, a little too specific of a question, perhaps.
No, then there's another segment from Monroe to Park Street on Maple Street, which is what extends from Highway 11 as it comes into town. It's there by the water towers. That's Maple Street.
Uh-huh.
But they're putting sidewalks in on both sides of the street between those apartment houses. And then the last segment of it is a sidewalk on the south side. But again, this is all Department of Transportation money that's coming back to town.
Comes from the state.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking with Wyman Williams. Wyman's the mayor of Commerce, of course. As part of this, and again, this tool design group that came in last summer and the plan that was developed for that, you all had a discussion in the city council meeting fairly recently about park development involving the university south of campus.
Correct.
And so you're now looking at the possibility of that, but that all goes with this idea of developing the housing in that area for university faculty and staff.
Right. Part of the plan was, and the university shared the cost with the city on this plan, was to provide housing that would be attractive to university employees. It would be very close to the campus so they could walk to work. And a part of that plan is to create a park from an existing parking lot. And this is the second parking lot south of the Alumni Center. The discussion was at the last council meeting to empower our city manager to discuss with university employees and the A&M system the possibility of exchanging some streets that the city now owns and maintains, but it serves only university property. Exchange the street for the property that is proposed to become a city park, and the exchange would be made for the purpose of the park becoming a city park.
And that's still being discussed.
Oh, that's just in preliminary stages.
Right, okay.
But there are several streets that need improvement that serve only university property, the city doesn't have the money to improve them.
And but that's that discussion about developing that housing, the housing in that neighborhood is still very active.
Still very much alive, not yet ready to bring in developers.
We only have a second or two left, so I don't want to get into this much, but you're saying you're seeing a lot of investment interest in Commerce.
Absolutely. Since we have presented this plan to the public, it has created a great deal of interest from everywhere. People coming to look at what we have that needs improving, what places there are to build new things, and it's amazing what's happened.
Okay, we'll talk more about that next time.
Wyman, all right.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.